All right, we're going to get started again. The next case on the docket is case number 21485. This is an application of Samson Resources Company for an order amending the field rules for the Ambrose Bakken Pool to establish two overlapping 2560-acre spacing units. Divide County, all interested parties, please come forward.
Lawrence Bender, P.O. Box 1855, Bismarck. And I'm appearing case 21485 on behalf of Samson Resources Company. We'll have three witnesses in this matter. Adam Presnell will be offering some land testimony. Troy Johnson will be offering some geologic testimony. And then Jamie Hecht, I hope I'm pronouncing her name correctly, will be offering some engineering testimony.
Mr. Presnell, are you on the line?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Do you promise to tell the truth in this case?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Adam, would you state your full name for the record, please?
Sure, it's Adam Presnell.
And by whom are you employed in what capacity?
Samson Resources Company as a district landman.
And in that capacity, have you testified before the commission previously?
Yes, sir.
Had your qualifications accepted as that of an expert?
Yes, sir.
Offer the further testimony of this witness out of an expert.
Motion granted.
Adam, let's turn to Exhibit 1 in the packet. Can you tell me what Exhibit 1 is?
Exhibit 1 shows the two 2560s that we're proposing today, outlined in the red box with our leasehold marked in yellow. This is kind of our Ambrose play that we've got going on up there.
Okay, and then the next Exhibit 2A.
Exhibit 2A is the spacing ownership for that unit marked 1, showing Samson with 42.81 acres. Bach and Honor with 38.71, and slowly a couple other interest owners to equal 100%.
Okay, and then Exhibit 2B.
Exhibit 2B is the same thing for Spacing Unit 2, showing Samson with 49.72% working interest, Bach and Honor with 36.17, Spacex got about 9% in there, and then a couple other small owners make up the rest.
Okay. And Adam, the purpose of this request to create the 2560s is to allow the drilling of what I'm going to refer to as section line wells. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
Okay. And in terms of the number and location of those section 9 wells, some of the other witnesses that will be testifying after you are going to get into further detail on that. Is that correct?
That is correct. The surface location will be in section 27, the northeast of 16399.
Okay. That's all the questions I have of the land witness, Madam Examiner.
Any questions from the staff?
Adam, we currently have a 51 20-acre spacing unit in place, do we not?
Yes, sir, you do.
And is this request, are you requesting that spacing unit be terminated?
Yes, sir, and to be split into two 2,560-acre units.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Johnson, are you on the line?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you promise to tell the truth in this case?
Yes.
Thank you.
Troy, would you state your name for the record, please?
Troy Johnson.
And by whom are you employed in what capacity?
A Samson Resource Company. Geology team leader for the Williston Basin.
And can you speak up just a little bit more? It's hard. No, that's fine. And have you testified before the commission previously?
Yes.
Had your qualifications accepted as that of an expert?
Yes.
I'd offer the further testimony of this witness out of an expert.
Motion granted.
Troy, let's turn to the next exhibit in the packet, which is Exhibit 3. Can you tell me what Exhibit 3 is, please?
Exhibit 3 shows the structure map on top of the Middle Bakken. Shaded in the yellow there is the acreage we were talking about. Dip in this area is pretty gentle. Not much going on structurally.
Okay, and then Exhibit 4?
Exhibit 4, showing the same area with the same shaded acreage. It's also showing line A to A prime, which is our cross-section that we'll look at in Exhibit 5. Or, sorry, Exhibit 4B.
Okay, and then, okay, let's go to Exhibit 4B.
Exhibit 4B is just showing that cross-section I just mentioned, the A to A prime, showing the upper Bakken shale, middle Bakken, lower Bakken shale, and Three Forks across these units, and showing they're continuous across the units.
And the next witness is probably going to talk about this in more detail, but the primary targets are the Middle Bakken and the Upper Three Forks, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. No further questions of the geologic witness.
Any questions from the staff? Ms. Hecht, are you on the line?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Sorry.
Yeah, that was my fault, Madam Examiner. I apologize.
Do you promise to tell the truth in this case?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Jamie, would you would you state your name for the record, please?
Jamie Hecht, spelled S-J-A-I-M-E, last name H-E-C-H-T.
And I'm sorry, did you get that? Can you spell both your first and last name again, please?
Sure. J-A-I-M-E, last name Hecht, H-E-C-H-T.
Thank you. And by whom are you employed in what capacity?
Samson Resources as Senior Reservoir Engineer.
And in that capacity, have you testified before the commission previously?
No, I have not.
What I'd like you to do, Jamie, is briefly highlight for us your educational background and work experience.
Sure. I graduated in 2005 with a bachelor's and master's in petroleum engineering from the University of Tulsa in Oklahoma. For the last 8 years, I've worked with Occidental Petroleum Corporation in Houston, and I've taken roles related to production engineering and reservoir engineering. And for the last month, I've been employed by Samson Resources here in Denver.
And in preparation for today's hearing, have you made a thorough study and review of all the relevant engineering matters concerning the request of Samson?
Yes, sir.
And have you prepared or had prepared under your control and supervision some exhibits you intend to sponsor?
Yes.
I'd offer the further testimony of this witness out of an expert.
Motion granted.
Let's go to the packet of exhibits, Jamie. Exhibit 5, can you tell me what that is?
Sure. This is the proposed plan for the 2560-acre units. We plan to drill two lateral wells within the shaded blue area using a common pad on section 27, 16399 northeast. We plan to drill one well to the north and one well to the south. And we plan to land these wells and in Three Forks formation roughly about 8,000 feet TVD.
And with respect to the wells that have currently been drilled and will be drilled in the existing 1280s, not the section line wells, will those be a combination of Middle Bakken and Upper Three Forks wells?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Let's go to, Exhibit 6 in the packet. Tell me what Exhibit 6 is.
Exhibit 6 is the planned wellbore diagram for both of these wells. We are planning a conventional 10,000-foot laterals with swelling packers and sleeves, 25 stages per well, and a total proppant amount of about 2.5 million pounds of proppant per well. As I mentioned, we plan to land the laterals roughly about 8,000 feet TVD. That's the plan.
And then the next exhibit in the packet, Exhibit 7.
Exhibit 7 is a summary of some of the reservoir properties and well economics that we anticipate at this location. I'll highlight the most important ones. We anticipate a silted dolomite in Three Forks, bottom hole pressure of about 4,000 feet. As of the other wells, we anticipate GOR of about 1,000 standard cubic feet per Stockton barrel. And the primary estimated recovery reserve per well is about 415,000 barrels of oil. Our planned budget for this well is about $6.5 million. We anticipate a return on investment of about 3.75%. And we anticipate an operating cost per well of about $9,000 per month.
And you're looking at a return on investment of approximately 3.75, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Then finally, Jamie, in your opinion, will the requested relief prevent waste, protect relative rights, and prevent the drilling of unnecessary wells?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Madam Examiner, I don't have any other questions of this witness. We'd offer exhibits 1 through 7, and once again, I apologize for the mix-up earlier.
That's okay.
Thank you.
Don't apologize to me. The exhibits will be received. Are there any questions from the staff?
Jamie, this is Bruce Sakes. Is there going to be an issue connecting these wells to a gas line? Is there capacity?
I don't think so, Bruce.
I didn't hear that.
I don't think there would be any issues connecting these wells with the gas gathering line.
Okay. And what's the timing on them? When do you plan to drill them?
First quarter of 2014.
Okay, thank you.
All right, that'll conclude our hearing for case 21485.